Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Science of Scaling, Grow Your Business Bigger and Faster Than You Think Possible, by Dr. Benjamin Hardy focuses on how entrepreneurs and leaders can expand a business without relying on vague motivation or luck. Drawing on Hardy's well-known work in behavioral psychology and performance, the book frames scaling as a repeatable, evidence-informed process. Clarify the right target, redesign identity and habits to match it, and build systems that remove constraints. Rather than treating growth as simply more marketing or longer hours, it emphasizes leverage, decision quality, and the strategic pruning of distractions. The central promise is that faster growth becomes feasible when leaders stop operating from incremental thinking and instead commit to clearer positioning, higher standards, and a structure that supports rapid execution. For readers who want to scale with intention, the book provides a mindset and systems lens aimed at making growth feel more predictable and less chaotic. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, scaling as a disciplined, repeatable process. A core theme is that scaling is not a mystery, but a structured process with identifiable inputs and outputs. The book encourages readers to replace reactive growth with deliberate design, choose a measurable objective, align resources to it, and track leading indicators that predict success. This approach treats growth like an engineering problem, diagnose bottlenecks, test changes, and standardize what works. Instead of chasing every opportunity, leaders learn to build a few high-leverage channels and refine them. The emphasis on discipline also includes decision frameworks that reduce noise, such as defining what winning looks like, setting constraints that prevent scope creep, and establishing cadence for review and iteration. By viewing scaling as a system, founders can reduce dependence on individual heroics and create reliable performance. The broader implication is psychological as well. Clarity lowers anxiety, while repeatable routines make ambitious targets less intimidating. The book positions this shift as the foundation for sustainable, faster-than-expected growth. Secondly, identity, standards, and the psychology of rapid growth. Hardy's background in psychology shows up in the idea that business outcomes often lag behind identity and standards. The book highlights that many companies stall because leaders operate from an identity built for survival or small-scale stability, not for expansion. Scaling requires upgrading self-concept, acting like the leader of a larger organization before the numbers fully arrive, adopting higher standards for quality, speed, and focus, and letting go of beliefs that normalize struggle. Practical application includes setting non-negotiables, redesigning daily behavior around the future business, and surrounding oneself with environments that reinforce the new identity. The emphasis is not on positive thinking alone, but on psychological alignment that makes strategic actions consistent. When standards rise, tolerances for low-margin work, chaotic operations, and unclear offers drop. This topic connects mindset to execution, identity shapes priorities, priorities shape calendar and hiring choices, and those choices shape scaling capacity. Thirdly, strategic focus and the power of subtraction. Another important topic is that scaling often comes from subtraction rather than addition. The book stresses narrowing the battlefield, choosing a specific market, a clear positioning angle, and a small set of core offers or products that can be delivered repeatedly with excellence. Many businesses fail to scale because they say yes to too many customer types, custom requests, and side projects, creating operational complexity that consumes the very resources needed for growth. The book encourages readers to identify the few activities that produce disproportionate results and to cut or delegate the rest. This can include trimming low-margin services, removing distracting marketing tactics, and simplifying delivery so the team can execute faster. Subtraction also applies to meetings, communication channels, and internal processes that slow work. The payoff is leverage. Focus increases throughput, improves quality, and makes it easier to train others. In this framing, clarity becomes a competitive advantage, and simplicity becomes the platform for speed. Fourthly, leverage through systems, teams, and repeatable execution. Scaling requires moving from founder-centric work to system-centric operations. The book emphasizes building repeatable processes for sales, delivery, customer success, and hiring so results do not depend on one person's energy. This involves documenting what works, turning best practices into standard operating procedures, and creating feedback loops that improve performance over time. Team leverage is also central, hiring for key outcomes, defining roles with clear accountability, and empowering others to own decisions within guardrails. The book encourages leaders to stop treating delegation as dumping tasks and instead treat it as building capacity. As systems mature, the business can handle more demand without sacrificing quality, which is crucial for reputation and retention. This topic likely highlights operational design choices, such as onboarding sequences, performance scorecards, and communication rhythms that keep teams aligned. The central message is that speed comes from structure. The better the systems, the more the organization can scale while staying calm, consistent, and customer-focused. Lastly, time, energy, and decision management for scalable leadership. High growth requires leaders to manage attention and decision-making with the same seriousness as finances. The book emphasizes protecting deep work time, reducing context switching, and designing a calendar around the few activities that drive scale, strategic thinking, relationship building, product or offer refinement, and leadership. It highlights that busyness is not progress, and that many founders confuse activity with traction. A scaling mindset treats time as an investment portfolio. Allocate more to high-return actions and automate, eliminate, or delegate low-return work. Decision management is part of this. Define principles in advance so fewer choices require intense deliberation, and create simple rules that guide the team. Energy is also positioned as a strategic resource, influenced by sleep, routines, and environment, because the quality of leadership decisions depends on the leader's capacity. By elevating time and energy to first-class metrics, the book helps readers sustain ambition without burnout and maintain clarity as complexity increases. In conclusion, this book is best suited for entrepreneurs, founders, executives, and ambitious professionals who want their business to grow faster but feel constrained by time, complexity, or inconsistent execution. Readers who are tired of generic hustle advice will benefit from its emphasis on psychology, standards, and systems that make growth repeatable rather than chaotic. The practical value is in helping you clarify what to focus on, cut distractions that create hidden complexity, and build structures that allow a team to deliver consistently as demand increases. That can improve daily life by reducing overwhelm, strengthening confidence in decision-making, and creating a more stable foundation for revenue and impact. Compared with many scaling books that lean heavily on tactics or niche case studies, this one stands out by blending mindset and operational leverage, showing how identity, focus, and process design reinforce one another. It is worth buying if you want a coherent framework for scaling that supports both performance and sustainability. If you would like to support Dr. Karen Benjamin Hardy, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.